to the China story now. So, mini crisis averted, or is this a huge new era in U.S.-China relations regarding human rights issues? Prominent Chinese dissident Chen Guangcheng has left the U.S. Embassy in Beijing a week after seeking shelter after escaping from Chinese government house arrest in his Guangdong province. He's having a checkup at a Beijing hospital. His lawyer said he was happy and free. A U.S. official said Chen Guangcheng has made no request to leave China and had made no request while he was in U.S. custody. The announcement came as U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton arrived in China for high-level annual talks. Secretary Clinton said the Chinese activist left the U.S. embassy in accordance with, quote, his choices and U.S. values, which may be some tantalizing details from a deal that was reached. We reported yesterday there were furious negotiations going on to try to get this dissident crisis averted before Hillary Clinton touched down on Chinese territory. Joining us now is Jonathan Fenby, former editor of the South China Morning Post. His latest book on China is called Tiger Head, Snake Tales, China Today. Jonathan, what do you think of the significance of this particular incident here? There's been lots to talk about in China over the last few weeks.
Indeed. No, this is very significant in itself. And it's also very important because it comes as an absolutely crucial moment for China's own development. We're going into a wholesale leadership transition in China later on this year. We've had political scandals. We've had upsets. We now have this case. And the Chinese leadership has really got a lot of things to deal with at the moment. And they're going to have to make some pretty crucial decisions as to whether they relax, they take a somewhat more liberal attitude, particularly over Chen, but also over other things, or whether they're going to try to stick to the hard line.
Well, the question here, and it's pretty significant, I would think, going forward, is there's a world of difference between is this a realization on the part of the U.S. and China that human rights issues and dissidents like this fellow are really, really important to deal with? Or is it the opposite, that both of them say, this guy is small potatoes, we don't want to get bogged down on this, just let him go, we'll forget about it? What's just going on here?
Well, in a sense, both are going on at the moment. Obviously, both the U.S. and China would prefer to get this off the front of the stage while Secretary Clinton and Secretary Geithner are in Beijing for the summit talks. They want to be able to concentrate on strategic issues, on economic issues, and on other issues. But at the same time, the Chen case is very interesting because he's not a dissident, really. He doesn't challenge the regime. He's not calling for democracy. He's a lawyer, blind lawyer, who's simply saying, I have the right to practice law as laid down under the Chinese constitution. And in particular, the cases he took up were those of forced abortions in support of the one-child policy, and that's where he got into trouble with the Shandong authorities. He says, I don't want to leave China. He just wants to be able to practice as a lawyer. So because he's, in a sense, lower profile than some of the high-profile political dissidents we've had, it's that much more difficult to ignore him because he's got an open and shut case for being allowed to do what he is legally allowed to do in China. With political dissidents, the regime can always say, they are treasonable, they are traitors, they are plotting to bring down the system, and so on and so on, whatever you think of that. But in this case, it's very different indeed. And if I may say so, he's played it very cool indeed, getting out of the home where he was under detention in Shandong province, getting to Beijing, going into the American embassy, and this puts the Chinese security authorities really on the spot because they've already had a lot of trouble with a police chief in Western China who fled to the U.S. consulate and may have spilled lots of beans about the inner working of the Communist Party. Now they failed to maintain the detention of Chen. You know, if I was the top internal security guy in China, I'd be looking to my back at the moment.
Wow, that's pretty fascinating stuff. Let's put the security piece aside for a moment because, you know, while we in the West might naively suspect that, okay, the next event to watch is whether Chen Guangcheng appears on the BBC or does a high-profile interview with the media, but you say no. In fact, what to pay attention to is whether other lawyers in China are going to actually hold the Chinese government to its word and basically force them to respect rule of law that's already written on paper.
Yep. Well, in fact, he's already appeared on television. He made a video, which you can get to on YouTube and different places, while he was at some point after his escape from house detention. And he was basically, this was an appeal to the Chinese Prime Minister, Wen Jiabao, who keeps talking about the need for legal reform. And Chen was saying, Premier Wen, I just want you to live up to your word and let me do my job as a lawyer. The background to this is you've also got about a dozen other lawyers in China who are, again, not political. It's human rights, or it's people being evicted from their houses. It's those kind of more social issues. And they've been absolutely relentlessly persecuted ever since, really, the Beijing Olympics. And there have been some horrible cases. A woman lawyer who was beaten up by the police so badly a few years ago that she's crippled. She can't. She lives in a wheelchair. She's just been rearrested and sentenced to 2.5 years in jail for pleading the case of people who've been evicted from their homes by property developers. She's been convicted of causing trouble.
Indeed.
You know, this is in China. We always talk about the politics. We always talk about the economics. But it's this kind of case, this kind of legal case, it's the social conditions in China, which are, in a sense, what the regime has got to get to grips with.
Speaking to us from the streets of London, Jonathan Fenby, former editor of the South China Morning Post. His latest book is called Tiger Head, Snake Tales, China Today. So, Jonathan, we saw in Pakistan that lawyers spearheaded a movement which really brought down the military government. Do you think the collective sort of force of lawyers and judges and this sort of low-level sort of civic movement in China could have the kind of tectonic force that, say, Tiananmen Square did?
No, I don't think so, because the legal system in China is still really controlled by the Communist Party. All judges in China were required last month to swear an oath of loyalty to the ruling Communist Party. They've been told their main job is to strengthen the Communist Party, not to apply the law. And this is still very strong. And while we are very aware of Chen and the other cases, including the ones I've mentioned to you, a lot of Chinese have never heard of these people. A friend of mine did a straw poll in the street in Shanghai a couple of days ago and put Chen's name to a lot of passers-by, and none of them have heard of him.
It's a great...
So the media is controlled, you know.
Great data points there. Jonathan Fenby, former editor of the South China Morning Post. His latest book, Tiger Head, Snake Tales, China Today. Thanks, Jonathan.